وإذا أصبحت عرف كل شيء. When it goes, even there are some who not know, you have known, who need have watched, participated in it. In Egypt, so there are some scholars in Egypt who took about five positions before this issue of the protest in Egypt came to Afghanistan. When the Egyptian foreign is reduced, first of all, protesting Greece and all. But when we saw that those guys are trying to make some things, they came out to support, to watch, to praise them. After he and his wife, they went out and also joined the protest. When we saw that people are also looking short on his life, he said no, he started crying, saying no, this is not okay, it's not okay. Which is, what is your position? Your position should be what is in the text. The position should be what is in the text. The scholars, when they say things, from what Allah has said, what the Quran says, only if it appears as if people are making headway, they will maintain their position. Sheikh Al-Ban confirming the election in Nigeria. When somebody came to say, Sheikh, how can you change your position on this issue? Those brothers are not making headway, they are winning the election. The Sheikh said, the wrong one for Kafir. This is just bomb. Said it's bomb. And what happened after that? The government did not give them the money. And this generated into chaos in society. So it's evident that more than 200,000 Muslims lost their lives between 1991 to 2003 in Nigeria. So stick to the text. Somebody participated in it. No, 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 that's evidence. The first is Aisha, the wife of the Prophet of Allah, as contained in Sahih Bukhari. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said that do not copy Aisha on this matter. That is with respect to when they wanted to go to Sham. Not in order to participate what's really matter to tell you something. But this one, when they discover that no, this is fitna that you want to participate in. And Aisha radiallahu anha addressed the people. And when Ammar radiallahu anhu speak, he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهِ says, فَإِنِّي أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهَا زَوْجَةُ رَسُولَةُ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ بِجُّونَ فِي الْأَخْلَةِ I testify that Aisha is the wife of some in this world and on the earth. Qiyam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُتَّلِيكُمْ بِهَا Allah wants to test you with her. أَدِيَّاكُمْ تُتِيَرُونَ أَمْ إِيَّا Whether you are going to obey Aisha or you are going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Aisha in her life? She made a mistake. And later she realized the mistake because something that was said about her said to her that a time that something will happen that somebody will be backed by the judge in a place called Awa. As she was going, she later found out that she was the one that this thing, the nurse were barking at her, and she started crying. And she cried. She cried on this matter. Whenever she remembered this matter, she would be shedding tears. She abed. So she made a mistake. So now talk of somebody who is not confined, not somebody who is not among the learned people. We should not make a mistake. There is a difference between somebody who has this much. Somebody is an orator. Somebody is an orator doesn't mean it is color. Somebody can charge people, charge. But when you look at what he has said, how do we use the color? You see color, Rasulullah is on bath and color of God in the statement. And we know it is things like popularity that somebody is popular. If you come to this as a result of popularity, there are so many people that you look down upon here that are as popular as anything in this country. When you are talking about religious issues in this country or us, they are in the forefront. But you and I know that these people are not what? They are not managed. We know. But Allah has tried us with them. Whether you follow them or you follow what you have in the book. So don't say somebody is so and so, somebody is so and so. We know the level of some people. Like what I said concerning, I'm not surprised about that because I personally do not regard him as a very person. He's an imam of the mosque. He's an imam of the Jama'a in society. But I do not see him as what a very person. Only is a very person. That doesn't mean that what if he says something that contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah, will take it from him. When Muhammad did not take the mistake of Aisha or the Lana from her, why did he take the mistake of any person? And I said that what we need. So Islam is completely against trading fitna in the land. Anything that will be adjudged by the Rishab, Islam will not support it. When people come out and say they want to correct the people they are was on just, they are thinking that, are you just? You yourself, ask yourself that question, am I just? Are we doing things the way we should be done? Who amongst us are not cheating people? If you are a leader in of a paraphernalia, for instance, are you managing the works? Are you managing the accounts of that company which you manage? Somebody is working in the ministry and is the head of one of this ministry. Is he managing the accounts of that? Are you taking bribe? These are things that you should ask one another. So if you are taking bribe in your own ministry, if you are cheating those who are under you, definitely you deserve to be revolted against. So if those who are under you are also revolting against you, and those who are under you, they also have some small people under them that they are also cheating, those who are also revolting against them, then we continue to protest in Nigeria throughout our life. That is the reality. If the solution to anything, whenever you are cheated, you protest, you demonstrate, then there will be no free day. When I look at those who are saying they are protesting, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, most of them, they are good people. Most of them, they are eating the account, siphoning the account of some of the ministries that they are working under. And you come out and not to deceive the masses as if you are their savior. What is the difference between you and Jonathan? That is no difference. Someone who was a student union president at the time in Lashon, during the time of Abdul Salam of the thing, I think Abdul Salam should go. So that was not talking about the fashion itself, he looked so and so amount. That same person, when he was living 600,000 naira, I was reading the account of the student union. I was telling people that they said, look, you people will just be holding people anyhow. 600,000 reading the account of student union. If this person has the opportunity to be the president of Nigeria, this 200 billion will be more than that. So I'm not just, I don't know that I'm not just. You are not just. Let us try to rectify ourselves. Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ كَانُوا وَجْهِي بَعْضَ الظُّلِ مِنَا بَعْضَ مِنَا كَانْتِيَ. This is how we make the unjust to be ruler over the unjust. As a result of what they are angry with. No amount of protest can rectify this issue. No amount of protest. Because protest has never changed anything anywhere. That is the reality. Some people mistakenly they feel that what is going on in Libya and people have watched. They are taking it in verse. After the death of Gaddafi, people are still fighting on behalf of Gaddafi. No, never the sincerity. Sincerity was in error. Now, if you are living with God of money that you are getting from your life, that is dead now. What can you do is what?
That
you might be. I don't know what you do. What you are fighting and you are killing people. They first find that what? Their boss is dead. In Yemen, those who are protecting themselves only should be brought to book. Some of them are the should be brought to book. But the parliament is not the search, the department among the people. Most majority of them say, let us leave this man, let him go out of the country as we have agreed a paper that we signed with him. Because if we not think to this thing, civil war is coming. Why? Because the people of Saudi, the people is all trying. They will not take it easy. And we are all who are affected that you want to kill, you want to bring to book, you want to do this motto. The only one we want to put in our hands. And that's what we break. We break out. So for how long are you going to continue to destroy yourselves with the claim that what you want to do so and just because of book? Indeed, you have seen what the killing is going on every day. Every man and then he didn't as well. That was still there is not. So what benefits are people got from? Yes, the people in Tunisia is there will be not in any difference between those that are within and the present. So they want to watch to protest. In Sudan, the southern Sudan, they got what? How many people died now? The driver police have killed how many people? They are still killing themselves now. So, the what Islam tells us is you avoid fitna. Go away from fitna. So don't be led by someone. However great that person is. A man in the office, Robert Barano, said that what the key is that the Hakim. Avoid the mystic of Al-Hakim, the wise. Someone may be good, may be the next person. And if he says things, most of what he's saying will be okay. But he will say something one day and that will be a big error. That if you have to follow that thing, you are destroyed. So that's why we have to be very, very careful. Accept this because so many people have called me, what is the Islamic position on this? What should we do on this? So and so person is participating in it. Should we go and say now? Because there's still an evidence. It is now person I'm joined. I'm going to look at the Facebook or so. These people who join this team, go and look at what other people who do not share that thing. We then look at it. If you are Boko Haram, if you know that if you are Boko Haram, because you have not turned it into what? Into it. How much you think is turning into it? Bagar is here. Is he representing the Christian? He's here representing political parties.
Himself.
Is he here as a politician? Are you a politician?
Campaigning.
So, now I'm going to ask you what you think here.
Can we pray for the hadith of Rasulullah himself in supplicating when there are signals like this, like Kunut, you know, Shalawat, with this result? Number two, a kind of something in the context of this process of hadith. I know of the Sikh, the Christians who observe blogging behind and not that when Isha is the most, is that joining the first like that. When you just saw that I spoke, and then why this time? So you complete your holy journey in the last month for Isha, or you wait for him in the situation. Young. Now, I want to ask of the case of somebody who may be the first track out that Isha, and also that the monkey behind him. So, how will that person work?
نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله
having clothes, which clothes do you want to use? They say Allah destroyed them, Allah destroyed them.
I think we refer to the second government and what is quite something. God has confirmed that God has asking a right for eyes from them, like right from Allah. So, of asking a right from Allah, we need to be that the government be changed and not
the government be changed. So Jannah rectifies our fear. So we are supplicated to be that what? The Allah rectifies our fear. So when you say the government should be changed, change with what? Change with the better. What is the better? What is the better? Or the one I will continue to use the monthly blocks. Which one?
The one you
feel
is
going
to
get out of our field. It's just like those who are supplicating, they say, Allahumma jadil America. When our father shows America, don't you know that our Muslims in America? There are Muslims in America. Why not all Allah rectify America? So what I think was go Allah destroy America or Allah do this or Allah. So we have to come out of Allah because we are not rectify our sins. So if I say I personally say I'm one of the problems. You're also one of the problems. That's the reality. Unless you want to say you are 100% what you just said. So if you are not 100% judge, it is these injustices that have come together to put us where we have to be. So if we are judge, our fears will not be like this. In the Bible, we are human because we have the value of our values of people. Let us try and what adjust ourselves. Let us try to be judge. You put in the minds of your children. Justice. Let me do that as well. Let me put that in my own life. And let's see, let's wait for what Allah will do. But when he says he will tell you, we are talking about the urgent solution now. No, there's no any other solution, you know, it's for them to continue the protest, for them to continue the strike. I bet you, if this strike continues like this before it gets to 2 or 3 weeks, people will be killing one another. People will be looting the houses of one another. So I know about not just the opportunity to who get to the gate of power. There are the things with those who are what? Who are holding us. So it helps me to talk to one another now, talk against one another and start what looting one another, killing one another. When we identify ourselves, why not we pray that Allah will have to save our condition, change our condition for better. So it should be the appear to be an objective to some people. But it is the grassroots. Well, I personally am confused around you what is going on now. You cannot understand it. This one will come on air. You say Nigeria is losing 25 billion per day on your listed. Some will say 150, some will say 200, some will say so far you have lost 2 billion naira. So for 5 years, you have lost 2 billion naira. Who is the budget of Nigeria? Who is calling for the nation? What is the budget that you have lost? You have lost more. And we are still using this amount. What is the difference in the world's life? So that means we will thank you so much. We will be giving you what is it called? Visions that will make you go crazy. So this one will call me to this subsidy issue because I'm going to be the Kaaba. Who are the Kaaba? Make sure you let us know them. There are not people who come and say there's no any cover and if you are just saying you have subsidy or something like that, there's no subsidy. You will do it at the same time, mathematically, you see everything. So, this was the telling me to So, too many contradictions. then you don't become an analyst. And when you say, when someone is a political analyst, forget it, you rubbish. The problem is just, you watch your life, you watch, you look at the people who are going to be one another. And then also, what is one at age, the idea will come and be like, what is them on the thing of DVD? So we got this, so and so, we have in the studio, so and so, Bossy, our political analyst from so and so university. The fact that whatever it says, whatever you analyze it, that would be what you watch. To be reality, that would materialize.
But I know.
Because everybody will be analyzing based on what he knows. And what he knows, he knows what? He must be correct, he must be correct, he must be correct. But when you have, you go back to the Sunnah, you go back to the Quran, you are the Muslim, you rest assured. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah
Must be banished.
Now the person who we meet them in the second raka. What if you enter the mosque and the man is praying, you meet them in the second rakah? What if you are praying the same salat, you meet them in the second rakah? If the imam sits in the second rakah and is in the shower, will you get up to bring your own second rakah? What do you do? You do the shower. Are you going to do the shower at Tama rakah?
No.
Huh?
No. What we did for us, that's in prayer, and we knew what to say, we knew what to say. So we have to follow him or neglect the Imam at the second rakah.
As long as we are following the Imam, whatever the Imam does, and that's why I gave you the first example. So if you accept that, you don't accept it. Because sometimes if you pray like that, if you are not following Imam, you pray like that, you have no salah. But because you are following the Imam, and that's why you make it a shower of this little thing. Last question.
Because I'm very happy to do it. Because if we are actually working, we might find ourselves in situations like this. So I hope you to have a crazy advice. Hopefully, because I've been almost like, I had the sense that government has
Understand some things that you have said, but the question itself is not that clear. If one is in a society like this, we are living it, and we are also relating with those who are non-Muslims in society, we will not compromise our vision. At the same time, we will not go into violence. Not into violence, things that you cannot achieve, you cannot practice of your religion in society like this, so you don't force yourself to practice the obvious, saying what you want, Islamic society, you want, you have to take things gradually, and things that you can avoid, and nobody has imposed it for you that you must do it, then if you don't do those things, you can avoid them, nobody has imposed them on you. Now, you working with the government, maybe the government has been inviting you to pay. That does not necessarily mean that one cannot work with government. Huh? One can work with government, but one should watch the same issue. When government, they know that what this person will not subject to this thing, they will not invite him. Yes. But when they know that what he will subject to this thing, they invite him. And someone is upon the truth, attempts to work on with the Catholic government, when you are upon the truth. When the Catholic government is trying to use it to achieve something, if that is the truth, you do it. Obviously. But the same Catholic government or a Muslim government, they want to use you again, they are having problems with you on some issues. When you talk about not voting against the ruler, not protesting, the government will like you. You know that?
Yes.
They like that for people. But when you talk about not taking it down, not taking it, they will not like you. How do you display? Yes. You will say because the government will like you, when it has to do with what? Not voting, not vandalizing things. If the government invites you to speak on that, you have the opportunity to vote. To speak on it. Because that is the truth. I want to find the one to talk about riba. They will not invite you. They invite some people who will talk, who will support you. Let them invite that person. But any time that you have the opportunity to speak, you have to speak the truth. And when you have the opportunity to go away from even to go away from the business, the way you can lead in this type of society. Open in any society. In any society. So when you recognize now, we will say, okay, thus, when the government invites you for something, you don't go. You say what? If they invite you for things that are all Islamic, you don't go. But if they invite you for things that are Islamic, let them know what? Islamic stands on that. There's nothing wrong in that aspect. There's nothing wrong in that area. I don't have a problem with that at all. But the area is, you know, in this case now, it's against the government, no? Not in support of the government. But the problem is, this stand of Eid, is this the Islamic stand? That's the issue that you are talking about. That is the issue that you are talking about. You know, the problem is, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, we are talking about this issue of Corona also. These CIO people, the same people who went there, they sent messages around, they invited people on this. And when people came, they were talking about Fashola, and people were so furious. Some people
Even if they see somebody that says, okay, let's go to his office now and attack him. People were already that day. And I remember the statement of his statement, it was very, very asked, so to say, on me. The statement is, I'm actually protest. And if you are all more on my name to me. So, so I was putting up my fingers so they did not. Eventually, they called me and asked me to speak, and I said, I first read the verse for the Ja'awun Amun al-Khawf al-Awuni. So when some people were spreading that program as the boss is wife, it became the talk of the town. But later, this thing appears to us to be false. And that's what I was doing. There are also, where you are moving, and you need a new business in between them. If they were to take this thing back to the prophet, the prophet, oh, we have so and so. Or if they have been talking to those who are in control of their affairs, if you could give them. But people will not do that, that's how they were spending it. And then you think that we are talking about has to do with what? Knowledge. It's not something everybody can argue and talk about, and it's not something that's what you do out of what? Zeal. Sentiment. Everything that you are talking about, is he a Muslim or not? If he is still a Muslim, then what is the next thing to do? I said, some people here are close to this man. Why not go and meet him and talk to him? Let him know the Islamic stance on this thing that he's doing. I said, that's by the way. Then his Islam may be completely unhealthy. I said, there are fatwa or big countries on autopsy. When somebody allows So let us look at this issue with knowledge. Then I said finally, when you say people should go to bed and don't tell me about your own duties, it's somebody. If people vandalize government property, you will be dead as possible. When you have the statement, that way I was pushing somehow, so I have to leave that place. And I was going, getting down from the station to the edge, it just ran after me. I said, I'm not going to show up on the edge of my property. He said, well, what I'm saying is that you as a person, you are close to that man. When you want them to lose that, they look for a Christian that will
go on here.
Now go ahead and support you. And you want to be a Muslim to do that. You want to want that. So that means you are very, very close to this man. Why not talk to him one on one? Then the attack will be made, they will not listen. How about you talk to him first? And now when this happens now, you will not surprise this man at all. So now that maybe somebody has any problem with him, but you are talking about the deen. The deen is greater than any person. Greater than the speaker itself. So that's why we have to stick to the deen, stick to what the text says. Allahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.